and the man who's in charge of the funeral home is the who
is
would you hear him call a mortician or an undertaker?
Mortician. Undertaker.
Both of those, you know? And what about the thing that he takes the casket in is the
hearst.
What about now a building, you know, they have buildings where people are buried or remains are put.
Tombs.
Is that indoor?
Mm-hmm.
And what about, let's see, I'll ask you about different kinds of rooms in the house. And say a room in the house where you, just for relaxation and watching TV, kind of informally.
Indian.
Yeah. What about a room designed for maximum sunlight so you could get a lot of, have a lot of flowers there, you call them? Any name for that kind of room? You know, it's got a lot of windows and things. You know what I'm trying to describe?
Yeah. Something like a greenhouse.
Yeah. And what about, okay, now, so, you know, some people now in these new houses, they'll have, as well as having a bathroom, they'll have a bathroom with just a toilet and a sink, and not a...
And a bath and a half.
Yeah. A half a bath, yeah. Okay. Now, so in Robbins, how do most people, how would you heat your home now? Do you have a...
Electric.
Okay, is it central or...
Heaters.
Okay, just like, okay. And, you ever seen a kind of house? I'm going to describe a couple of kinds of houses. One of them is like this. This is just like the house I was born in. Got a room right here, room right here. It's got three rooms in a row like that. And all the doors are in a line, so that if you open the doors, you can see right through the house. Got a name for that kind of house?
No.
Ever hear anybody call that a shotgun house?
Mm-mm.
Okay. That's another kind of house. It's like this. It's two big rooms, and this is a completely open porch. This is between them.
Mm-hmm.
This is the front door, and this is the front door. And this is one house. Mm-hmm. It's got a roof across, but this is completely open through here. Ever seen a house like that? Ever hear anybody talk about a dog trot house?
Mm-mm.
Okay, and that's prominent in Alabama, but I've never seen one in Scott County. Never seen one in this part of Tennessee either. See, what about a house that's got a long entrance hall like this, and then one big room off to the side of the entrance hall is like that.
Like a foyer.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Ever seen houses that are built together like that? A whole block of them just built right together, built onto one another? Any name for that kind of house? Okay. Now, what about these kinds of apartments that people have now?
Duplexes.
Yeah, and you know where you can actually buy your apartment, not just rent it. What, you had a name for them? We don't have any of those in Robbins.
No.
Okay. What about the man who's in charge of keeping up a building, you know, and looking after repairs? He's
the landlord.
Okay. And what if he's the man who has to clean up everything in the building? He's the
janitor.
Okay. Now, if you wanted to cut your grass, you'd use a
lawnmower.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you call the kind you ride on instead of pushing?
Lawnmower.
Okay. And what about the kind you... Would you still just call it a lawnmower if it didn't matter whether it's electric or gas or push mower?
Lawnmower.
Okay. And what about if you wanted to plow a garden, you know, you had a, might have a...
Tiller.
And what about the thing you'd get leaves up with? Is a
rake.
And if you wanted to trim your hedges, you use a...
Clippers.
Mm-hmm. And what about little hand tools you might use in a garden? What are some of those you might use?
Short saw.
Mm-hmm. And if you electric saw that you would call it what?
Hand saw.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that those kind that, I mean, a gas powered one? What would you call that?
Gas powered.
Yeah, you know,
a chainsaw.
Mm-hmm. Okay.